When your children are little, it's pretty common for them to wrestle with fear. In fact, when I was little, I wrestled with fear. I remember one time I woke up and I was certain there was a swarm of bees in my bedroom, and I was deathly afraid of getting stung by them. And it took a long time to kind of cut through the mental fog and for my dad to say, no, that's the nightlight reflecting off the mirror. It's not a swarm of bees. But we're going to talk about fear and anxiety today on the podcast. I'm John Fuller, joined by Dr. Danny Huerta. He leads our parenting department here. And let's listen to a clip featuring Dr. Josh Straub and his wife, Christy. They have young children, and they're teaching those kids to really understand and combat fear. Here they are sharing part of their journey with Jim Daly.
Josh and Christy, welcome back. It's so good to see you.
Thanks for having us. Yeah. We love to be here.
Always an honor.
What a great theme. You know, we're kind of coming out of a turbulent time with the pandemic and all. Yeah. And let's start there. That fear that children are feeling right now, generally, how do you go about parenting that?
Yeah, it's a big loaded question. I think, you know, one of the most important factors is being able to look at identifying in your children maybe changes in behavior, patterns that have changed over time in your children's behavior. And this is where we have to become students of our kids, because every child is different and every child manages their emotions differently. For example, you might have some children who just withdraw and they go into hiding. You know, it's like they become more quiet. Other kids might be on the other end of the spectrum and they start acting out, and you think that it's behavioral. You think that they're being defiant. You think that they're, you know, disrespecting you, when the reality is that underneath that, there's something deeper going on. And then most of us, I think, in the middle of this is you might just start seeing, you know, changes with school, changes with the way that they're interacting with their, you know, peers at school, grades, the schoolwork, and they withdraw. And so there's a lot of different ways, but you have to be able to, and I think this is where, as parents, we have to become students of our kids to kind of pay attention to that. And in the busy world that we live in, we as parents also have those fears. So, you know, you're asking how as parents, how do we parent this? Ultimately, we can get to this. I think it starts with us as parents. We have to figure out how to be managing our own fears so that we're not superimposing our own fears onto our kids.
Boy, that's so true. Christy, your son Landon was starting a new school, and he wasn't acting like himself. Completely understandable. All the anxiety of having to make new friends and what will people think of me. I mean, I can get that. I went to 7 different elementary schools growing up in 6 years. So, I mean, so I get that transition anxiety.
Yeah. And
I think it did help me to be more of a people person, ironically, because I had to make friends. You know, every year it was a new class, a new school. And but speak to your son Landon's anxieties. How did you figure out what was going on underneath the surface?
Yeah, and I think, Jim, like just like you're saying, I think often we look at worry as if it's this big, scary thing. Even as parents, we don't want to see it in our kids.
Right.
Like, we want them to walk in, be confident. You know who you are. We're trying to establish, you know, who they are in God and and this identity in them. But worry is just a normal part of life. Like, we have to understand as parents, if we have a fear, anxiety, or a worry script going on in our own heads, when we see it in our kids, we feel it magnified. It feels worse to us. For a child, they could just be experiencing a normal fear. Going to a new school, that's a normal worry. Like, and also, it's building in us things like you've just said. You learned how to adapt in social situations. It's not that we want to prevent our kids from entering these worrisome environments.
Yeah.
It's that we want to equip them and also give them the language that they know how to handle it. And so for Landon, when he started going to the school, we noticed it was coming out behaviorally. And so you will see, like, sometimes, and we talk about, and what do I do with worry? What ifs, right? Where the question always starts is, what if? And it's where our mind starts spinning and we go down, you know, the end of the road of like, well, what if the teacher doesn't like me? Or what if I don't have friends? Or what if I walk in and I forget the kid's name? What if I don't have anyone to sit with at the lunch table? And if we don't pay attention as parents, you start to realize our kids And so often, I think their worries are not what we assume them to be. They're right. actually very different than right. the things that we might assume they're worried about. And that's where, like Josh is saying, it's just being a student to be and to lean in and to just ask the right questions to get beneath it, really.
Yeah.
Because for Landon, we realized some of those insecurities for him were so, I mean, you almost want to laugh in some ways
sure.
at what some of the fears are.
Oh, yeah.
I remember one time, actually, even our daughter, she was invited to a birthday party of a little girl at school, and she was at a relatively new school, didn't know the kids as well. And she comes to me and it's like, Mom, what if they have chocolate cake at the party?
I know. Okay. I saw it in the book.
Is
I'm going,
this a concern?
Oh, that's seriously why we worried put it about in the being book. Served chocolate cake.
Well, because she realized she didn't know how to handle it. And this is where we can, as parents can step in and give our kids the right tools and words and language to use. Okay, so we're in a social situation. You don't know how to say to that parent, you know, I'm okay. Thank you very, you know, thank you very much.
She didn't like chocolate
cake. She doesn't cake. Like right. chocolate cake.
Oh. And I'm thinking, what kid doesn't like chocolate cake?
She just doesn't like it. And she's afraid that what if that's offered? And yeah. I don't know what to do. And so the more that we can just lean in and give them language to be able to share with us what it is, it takes away a lot of the power. It's just like when we voice our fears to one another, and when we can talk about that, like how we as parents handle our fear and model that for our kids makes such a huge difference for them knowing how to handle those situations for themselves.
And if I could too, I want to speak to that situation with Landon in school. Mm. You know, this is an important component of this. And I think as parents, we have to pay attention to the power of prayer, because we as parents didn't understand what was really going on.
Yeah.
We saw it manifesting physically in him. We saw it manifesting behaviorally in him, but we couldn't put our finger exactly on it. And I remember just getting on my knees one night and just praying outside his bedroom and just asking the Lord to rebuke the spirit of fear, to identify, help us as parents to identify this. Mm-hmm. And the next day is when we got a call from the guidance counselor saying, hey, I noticed some behaviors and I think we would love to talk to you about this. And it was like this moment of, man, the power of prayer.
I really appreciate how openly Josh and Christy shared about, you know, what they're doing with their own children. And Danny, as a father, how have you worked with your kids through the seasons and the ages and stages with regard to fear?
Yeah, such an important conversation with our kids, because fear is not bad. It's actually something that's very normal. We all experience that. We carry those fears with us wherever we go. That's actually just our body responding to something. So for our kids to understand that it's not a bad thing. It
can be kind of a
signal,
defense mechanism.
Right? Yeah, it can be. And for us as parents, we need to be patient with it and then explore what they're seeing, because many times the fears make sense with what they see.
Yeah, like I was seeing a swarm of bees, which didn't make sense
right.
for the middle of the night in my bedroom.
And so I had a similar story with my daughter. She said, Daddy, I don't want the lights out. I'm afraid. And I said, okay, you know what? I'm going to lay here next to you. Show me what you see. And then when we turn the lights off, I want you to tell me what you're seeing. So I sat there with her, looked around, and she said, see that shadow? She said, that looks like a bad guy. And I said, oh, okay. So that makes sense that you would feel anxious. You would feel afraid. Let's turn the light on and see what it is. And so I showed her the shadow, and I said, what if it's just this? Then do you feel different? And we talked about how things can feel a certain way by how we see them. And as they've gotten older, we've looked at things that way and continued that conversation. My son was starting to become afraid of a basketball game. He said, I'm really nervous. It was fear just hitting him. He said, I feel sick to my stomach. I said, what do you see? He said, I just don't want to make a mistake. I said, what if you already know you're going to make several mistakes? And that's just part of the game. And you get new plays, and I still love you, and people around you still love you, and you know that everyone is going to be making mistakes. Well, how different do you feel then? He said, well, it feels better, but I'm still nervous that I might make a mistake. And I said, well, that's normal. That's not bad. I just want you to know how to experience fear from a healthy place, and that is that many times our brain overestimates what could happen there. So it's just being there present with your kids. It's so important. And there have been many moments with our kids that we've sat down and just talked through some of their fears, telling them that it's not bad.
And what I've so appreciated and what I've picked up from you, you know, as we've done this podcast, is that it's good to address and acknowledge the emotion, in this case, fear or anxiety or worry of at some level, and it's good to name it. And it's good to affirm that's okay to feel that.
Yeah.
But it's also good to come in with that logic component that says, but it doesn't have to be the thing that controls you.
Right.
So,
right.
Such good stuff. And we're going to just direct you to Josh and Christy Straub's wonderful little book for children. It's a perfect follow-up to this conversation. It's called What Do I Do with Worry? And we have that available for a one-time gift or a monthly pledge of any amount to the Ministry of Focus on the Family. Check the show notes to find the link to donate and to get your copy of that book. And we do have a free parenting assessment, which thousands of moms and dads have benefited from. It takes just 5 or 10 minutes. And as you work through the material, you'll see kind of your strengths as a parent and maybe an opportunity or two to grow. Don't worry. It's okay. We're all growing. I'm trying to tie into what we said earlier, Danny. It's really a good tool. It's free. Take the parenting assessment when you're on the website. Again, details are in the show notes. More from the Straubs next time. And for now, on behalf of Danny Huerta and the entire team, I'm John Fuller, and thanks for listening to the Focus on the Family Parenting Podcast.